LSJ Burns here with White Rock head coach Jason Rogers. Unfortunately, the Whalers did lose in double overtime tonight. And, Coach, I was just wondering about Jason Beauregard. He scored two goals in a losing cause. Quite frankly, he could have had more than a hat trick with number of quality chances he had. Merrick Erickson robbed him with the glove, I remember, early in the second period before he scored his second. Quite frankly, he's not even a secondary scorer anymore. He's one of the main scorers for the Whalers.
Yeah, so going back to when we acquired him, I mean, gave him a culture and environment that hadn't had a lot of success, and he's a 20-year-old. He's really embracing the opportunity, and he's got a skill, a natural knack to kind of make things out of nothing and find the right space on the earth, on the ice, so he's done a hell of a job, and I think that's his third goal, I think, two tonight and the third in the series, so he's doing exactly what we had hoped he would do.
As we head back to Centennial for Game 4, you said that, at best, of course, you wanted to win both games here in Ladner, but that you would be somewhat okay with the split.
Well, we've been pretty fortunate in overtime. I think we're 3-0 going into this game. So, you know, I think it's important if you want to have a long run and you want to learn how to win, that times like this, you need to feel that a little bit, right? So we're a mature group, as I said, and it stings a little bit, but we'll be back at practice this week, and then we got home on Saturday, and we'll go back to business.
Also, I was wondering, is there an injury update for you and Rennie?
Yeah, so we're not sure exactly what the update is, but I don't see him playing in this series.